Welcome to Torah Imecha Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Siegel, and today we will be studying Tehillim Mizmor Kuf Chaf Ches 128. We're continuing on in the Shirei Hamalos, the Songs of Ascent. Yesterday we looked at Kapitel Kuf Chaf Zion, Song 127, and we saw the importance of understanding that although we have to do our hishtadlus, we have to put in our efforts, Hashem allows us to build a building or to protect the city or determines if we will have children or succeed in any endeavor that we undertake. And this song is a continuation. While we realize that all comes from Hashem's will, we need to value the labor, the emotional and physical work that we put into any project. Now, sometimes we put in a lot of time and energy, and the result isn't what we had planned or wanted it to be. Now, when this happens, does a person fall apart? Does a person get very upset? Or does a person live this song of Tehillim Kuf Chaf Ches 128? Because this song describes this person who recognizes that it isn't all up to him. He's working with God. He's in partnership with God. And whatever is produced ultimately is what was meant to be if he put in the efforts that he needed to be. Let's see this in the song itself. Pasuk Aleph, verse 1. Shir HaMalos, Song of Ascents. Ashrei Kol Yirei Hashem, HaHolech Bidrachav. Praiseworthy are all who fear Hashem, meaning who recognize his presence and partnership in all that they do, who walk in his ways. Rabbi Hirsch explains that this is describing a person with an attitude that he or she recognizes Hashem is with him and therefore keeps moving ahead constantly towards the fulfillment of his purpose in the world. And there may be certain external circumstances that may come and that may keep him or her from achieving the goal that they had wanted to achieve. And now, instead of stopping and just getting upset, you need to alter the goal, change the goal, move in a slightly different direction, but keep moving to accomplish whatever fulfillment of his will needs to be accomplished at the moment. Just keep going. And not only that, Pasuk Beis, verse 2, Yegia kapecha kisochel, when you eat the labor of your hands, ashrecha v'tovlach, you are praiseworthy. And it will be good for you. And our rabbis say, you will enjoy this world, you will enjoy the benefits, and you will be enjoying the benefits in the next world. The Midrash in Tehillim explains, what does it mean that when you eat the labor of your hands? It means that it's very important to do your own work. And when possible, not be dependent on others. The Chasam Sofer explains it a little bit differently. He explains it as a person who enjoys that which he or she has, that which I worked for and received. For example, if we planted a tomato garden and I got 20 tomatoes, I produced 20 tomatoes in my garden, and you produced 100 tomatoes in your garden, I'm going to enjoy my tomatoes that I planted in my garden instead of looking at your garden and saying, oh, I only have 20 tomatoes, but she has 100 tomatoes. That's irrelevant. I am enjoying my 20 tomatoes. And this is in all aspects of our lives. Instead of looking at what other people are producing differently or more than what we're producing, let's look at what we have accomplished and what we're doing and enjoy the fruits of our labor. And now we're moving on from our production of the what we produce in this world through our work to looking at the home of a God-fearing person. Pasuk Gimel, verse 3. Eshtecha kegefen poria. Your wife shall be like a fruitful vine in the biyarkasei beisecha, in the inner chambers of your home. Notice the image of this wife compared to a vine. Now, a gefen isn't a vineyard per se. You're not making tons of wine from your gefen. It's one grapevine. And what people would do is they would plant this grapevine or a little trunk of a grapevine right in the back of their house or even in their house, right near the edge of the house. And then as it would grow, it would spread out over the patio and form like a cover for the patio, for the porch, as an overhang. And it would be bring shade to the people who are sitting there. And then they could pluck grapes off and have something sweet in their mouths. It just brought a subtle, good feeling. And really, that's what this pasuk is saying. Your wife will be in your home and just creating this feeling of shade, of sweetness, of security in your home in a very quiet and beautiful way. And now that we've spoken about the wife, let's move on to the children. Banecha kishasile zesim saviv l'shulchanecha. Your children will be like olive shoots around your table. Olive shoots grow right next to the tree. And what happens is you have an olive tree, and inevitably around that tree will be all these little tiny, tiny shoots of olive trees that are growing. Eventually, you can replant them into good olive trees. They don't just wither away in the ground. So too, children will grow up around the father, around the table. They will become like the parents, like the olive shoots that come right around that olive tree. And then when they're uprooted, they will be able to create their own beautiful homes, just like their father has created. Olives produce oil, which is such pleasure. It gives you such a good feeling, the oil. And not only does it give you pleasure, but olive oil gives you knowledge. Chazal tell us that one who drinks olive oil or eats olive oil, it gives them knowledge. So you have smart children who sit around the table and bring the parents so much nachas. They're just like the parents want them to be. What a beautiful picture of this family life. Hine ki kein yevorach gaver yirei Hashem. For so is blessed the man who fears Hashem. Now, some people have this picture in their life, and some don't appreciate their wives or their wife and their children as much. A Yirei Hashem, one who fears God, really sees the good in what they have in their home. They see the good in their wife. They see the good in their children. And now Pasuk Hey, the picture expands. Yivarechacha Hashem mitzion. May Hashem bless you from Tzion. Tzion, the source of all bracha, all blessings in the world. And Hashem will give you more and more blessing, because the more good you see in your life, the more open you are for God to give you more and more blessing. Urei betuv Yerushalayim. And keep seeing good things coming your way from Yerushalayim. Urei banim levanecha. And you should see children from your children. You should have so much nachas. Shalom al Yisrael, and there should be peace in all of Israel, starting with peace in your family, and then it expands more and more, as Rav Hirsch says as he concludes this his commentary on this song. Our actions, decisions, children, and pleasure, all of our accomplishments should not only give us peace of mind, but they should contribute to bringing peace to all of Klal Yisrael, to all of the Jewish people. Now, this is a very nice picture of a beautiful family, and many merit seeing this actual picture in their lives. But King David didn't, and there are others who don't see this picture, even though they are Yirei Hashem, they are God-fearing people. So if you look at this song again, you're going to see that it's very focused on your ma'asim, your personal actions and deeds, your work and your home. And it could be, of course, what we desire so much, the spouse and the children. But it could also be talking about appreciating our inner home, our personal circumstances, whatever they may be. Enjoy them. And when you appreciate what you have and you work on yourself, then you will receive so many more blessings. A Yirei Hashem, someone who understands that they're going to work and God's going to partner with them in their work. They don't always look and compare themselves to what other people have. And what's going on in this song is it's a person who's very clear that I'm doing the best I can in my unique circumstances. I'm partnering with God, and my life is very comfortable, and I have peace of mind with that. And when you feel that way, you will receive so many more blessings, and then you will feel more secure and more peace of mind and intense happiness, so much so that you will impact those around you so that they too will feel a stronger sense of peace. Because when one is not happy with who they are and what they have, inevitably what they're going to do is create some type of tension in whatever environment that they're in. And when, in contrast, when you are happy with what you have and you appreciate what you are doing, then you have this peace of mind that so too creates a sense of peace that sort of surrounds you and helps all those around you. Shalom al Yisrael begins, peace for Israel begins with peace within myself, within my home, within my family. Thank you for studying together. Le'iloi Nishmas, Sonia Finkelstein, Chanasara Bas Chaim Leib.